The state's first all-girls charter school opened its doors in Wilmington this school year. GLOW Academy is part of a national network of public schools whose focus is getting low-income and minority girls into college. Jess Clark reports from Wilmington.
Hey.
Hi.
Christine Hicks decided to send her daughter Serenity to GLOW. She meets me at her Wilmington home where she lives with her two daughters and her mother. She's just come home from her job.
Where do you work?
Harris Teeter.
Okay.
Cashier.
Hicks says she likes the small class sizes at GLOW, because while Serenity excels in reading and science, she needs more help in math. And she likes that GLOW is college-focused from day one.
They already teaching these girls, you will go to college, you will succeed. They just pound that into them. And I think if you keep positive affirmations, you know, keep affirming the girls that they will go to college, they will succeed, they will do well, I think they will.
And pound it in they do. A few miles away at GLOW, about 100 rising sixth graders were out to recess during a summer bridge camp. The motto on the back of their bright yellow t-shirts leaves no doubt that GLOW is focused on the long game.
It says, she will graduate, go to college, and succeed in life. Yeah, I think it's a good motto.
That's Trinity Moore. She's excited to go to GLOW, and she says she won't miss having boys in class.
Nope, not at all, no. Bye, see ya.
Research is mixed on whether single-gender schools are better for learning. But the Young Women's Leadership Network that GLOW is a part of has a track record of high graduation and college access rates. So how do you get low-income girls into college? Laura Hunter is GLOW's principal, and she says what it boils down to is a lot of planning.
It's a tough world. When you are clawing your way out of poverty, you have to be dogged about how you're going to plot your path forward.
The school will have a full-time college counselor working with each girl from sixth grade onward, developing relationships with schools and organizing college visits. Ann Tisch is the founder of the Young Women's Leadership Network.
The first time they're on a college campus is when they're 11. We begin the whole indoctrination.
And in their senior year, the college counselor helps with their paperwork and applications. No easy task, since each student is expected to apply to 20 schools.
Because if you're looking for financial aid, you cast a very wide net. You can't afford just apply to four schools and get four no's.
Planning also extends to academics. College prep starts now in the sixth grade, and Hunter says the first step is getting all the girls to grade level in the next 2 years.
Right now, 50% are there. I've got 50% more to go.
The students have a learning block set aside for focusing on their individual learning gaps. Teachers meet for 3 straight hours during the school day to lesson plan and talk about student needs. And each teacher is assigned to a group of girls they follow closely for the entire time students are at GLOW. Students can only enter in sixth grade, and school leaders hope each student will stay until graduation.
What makes school work for kids in poverty are strong relationships between the adults in the building and the kids in the building. So the strong personal relationships that they build with kids right now will travel with those kids for 7 years, but I would suspect they'll travel with those kids for a lifetime.
The goal is to create a tightly controlled GLOW universe, an all-girls universe of sisterhood, learning, and an unwavering focus on college attainment. Hunter says she's got some pushback that the model may over-insulate girls from real life, but she's not bothered by it.
If that's what it takes to change the cycle of poverty in this county, in this community, in the neighborhoods where these girls come from, yeah, I'll be insulating them.
We'll have to wait until 2029 to find out if that is what it takes. If all goes well, that's the year Serenity and the rest of GLOW's first class will walk across the stage at college graduation. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.